and welcome to this week's vlog. I'm back on the farm today and was hoping to be recording this with spring drilling going on in the background, but unfortunately it's raining again. I know the situation for many members across England and Wales is becoming increasingly concerning. After a very difficult winter and now a delayed spring, the financial consequences cannot be underestimated. Secretary of State Steve Barclay appeared in front of the EFRA committee earlier in the week, where he tried to portray that there was an extra £400 million available for the farming industry. While strictly speaking this is true, it's an underspend from previous years and it's money that had already been committed to farming in the last manifesto. So we need to make sure this money is targeted and invested in a way that minimises the impact of this awful 6 months of weather on many of our members across the country. At the end of last week, I was over in Northern Ireland with the farming unions. This is a really important opportunity for us to coordinate our policy in areas where we still have common interest. We all know that agricultural policy is devolved, but things like trade and access to workers, disease incursion, are all areas that could impact any of us, and we need to have a shared ambition. We're also all sponsoring the second review into farm assurance. Our meeting started this week, and there's a genuine opportunity for you, our members, to have your voice heard. And I urge you all to try and attend your meetings across the country so that we can make sure that what we feed into the second review is representative of the views of our membership. I went into number 10 on Tuesday, and there we discussed fairness in the supply chain, seasonal workers, and the farm to fork strategy. For me, what's going on in the sugar industry is really a bellwether for the whole industry. If government can't give clarity around the legislation that already exists, then what hope is there for the further investigations into fairness in the supply chain? And we hope that clarity around that legislation will be given to members soon. We need an urgent announcement around seasonal workers. There is a cliff edge at the end of this year. Businesses do not know if they will have seasonal workers available beyond the end of 2024. And they urgently require clarity to make sure that they can invest in their businesses for the future. That's why we're asking for a 5-year rolling scheme and a 9-month visa with a minimum of 45,000 workers available. On Wednesday, I met Marion Spain and Chairman Tony Juniper of Natural England. This was a great opportunity to go to a farm which is delivering productive crops alongside successful environmental delivery. We all know that the two are not mutually exclusive, and for decades, farmers have been delivering both. But we need policy and policy makers to recognise that too. At William and Andrew Pitt's farm, it was a fantastic opportunity with others from Natural England and the NFU team to really share that ambition, to look at what works and make sure we understand what farming and the environment needs for the future. It was announced on Monday that there were going to be caps brought in on the SFI. One of the things we have to make sure as the farming industry is that when we're investing this public money, it really is delivering the public goods. And some of these options offer diminishing returns for the taxpayer and for the environment. So I think it's the right decision. It's just a shame that it comes and it affects the planning for many of you that were looking at going into the SFI. And we all need long-term clarity around what these schemes are going to look like. And I hope that that's something that will be forthcoming imminently. So when we look at the 2025 scheme, we will know the options and we will have absolute clarity about how they're going to be delivered. On Monday, Rachel Hallett and I visited the Boston Barrier. This is really following on from all the flooding meetings that we had in the autumn. Over 1,750 members signed the open letter around flooding, asking for proactive water course management. You'll hear more from Boston shortly.
Today we've been in Boston looking at the impacts of flooding and some of the potential solutions. It's been fantastic to have Minister Robbie Moore here and Chairman of the Environment Agency, Alan Lovell. This all follows on from the flooding caused by Storm Babette and following events over the winter, including Storm Henk. Over 1,750 members signed an open letter back in the autumn. 1,000 of you had been flooded yourselves. The impacts this winter have been clear for all to see, and it's really putting food production at risk. We need government to decide how they can prioritise spending to make sure that we minimise the impacts of future weather events and maximise the ability to produce food on some of the best farmland in the country.
As Tom has already said, he and I are down at the Boston Barrier today, and we're looking at different flood defences for the fens in Lincolnshire. it's very clear to me that complexity is about storing water, moving water, keeping it where it needs to be is not straightforward in any way or form. So whether it's from the hills where I farm or down to the lower, more productive land down in the Fens, in Cambridgeshire Fens, we need to start looking at responsible ways of dealing with water. Somebody somewhere has got to realise that food is important, not just protecting homes.
I just want to wish you all a very happy Easter. For myself, David and Rachel, Abby and Alan in Wales, our new board chairs that have recently been elected, and you will meet them via the vlog in coming weeks, and the whole staff team here that continue to work day in, day out on your behalf. Thank you.